now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about all the great things in Tucson, Southern Arizona, the people, the places, the events, the history and culture that make living in the Sunshine Factory so grand.
How did we come up with that name, the Sunshine Factory, Fred?
I don't know. You said it one time and I just stole it from you.
Wasn't there like a Chamber of Commerce event or something that... maybe they thought the old Pueblo was kind of tired out, so they thought, let's come up with a new nickname for Tucson.
We have a lot of monikers, I believe.
Really? More than the Sunshine Factory and the old Pueblo?
Yeah.
Such as?
Tucson.
You heard it first here, folks. Friend Jeff Show.
The House of the Rising Sun. I've heard that.
No.
Of the Never-Ending Sun.
Really?
Yeah, we can make stuff up all day, all morning long.
So if you've missed past shows, because I'm sure you're already getting ready to turn the channel on this one, go to fredandjeff.com and you can hear some great Tucsonans tell you all about why they love the old Pueblo and why they make a difference in the old Pueblo. And today's kind of a make, you know, folks that are making a difference in the old Pueblo kind of show.
Well, there's a whole bunch of levels, not only making a difference, but... making a difference. You know, we should do that. We should do that a lot. It's like, say that there's like a dozen something or others, and there's only one.
What does that mean?
Well, so like the Sunshine Factory, the old Pueblo, and then you're done.
Yeah, okay, Fred. So thanks for tuning in to the Fred Jeff Show. Later on in the show, we're going to give away some roses from Mayfield's Florist. So if you listen closely.
The Coleman family is giving those away for us.
If you listen closely, you'll have an opportunity to answer a goofy trivia question. And
like what's a nickname for the Sunshine State?
That's right. And if you send an email to Fred at fred@fredandjeff.com, you'll get the opportunity to win some roses. So, Fred, tell us what's going on in Tucson. You got your little calendar up?
You know, something that we have neglected over the past, it seems like a couple months, is talking about all of the continuing centennial events going on throughout the state and primarily here in Tucson, the Sunshine Factory, a.k.a. the Old Pueblo.
Like what?
Well, there's 100 quilts.
Love that event.
I love that. Yes, I do love that event. There are 100 quilts down at the Arizona Historical Society near the campus off of Park and Second.
And which is your favorite quilt, Fred?
Quite honestly, Jeff, there are really cool ones across the board. I don't have a favorite. But a lot of people put a lot of hard effort into making those quilts so wonderful, and they're themed for the centennial. They're themed for different aspects of our state's history. Some of them are just fun quilts.
You know what I want to know is at the end of this year, at the end of the centennial for the state, what are they going to do with those cool signs that are on I-10 as you're coming into Tucson that say Arizona 1812 to 1912 to 2012? You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That have it's like the state flag. What are they going to do with those signs? I think you need to swing some of your political weight around and get me one of those signs, Fred.
Do I now?
Yeah, there have got to be at least 20 of them in the state.
At least 20?
At least. That would be kind of cool to get one of those.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you.
Cool. So what else is going on?
Well, the Queen of the Night is still coming. We don't know when, but she's on her way, and that is the Night Blooming Cirrus at Tohono O'Chul Park. And there's a lot of people in this community who have their own night blooming cirrus, and some of them have already bloomed. But when they bloom over at Tohono O'Chul, it's spectacular because they have dozens and dozens of species out there. And there is a weekly newsletter that goes out through email telling you what the status of the buds are and when they think the flowers will open. So if you go to tohonoochul.org, and take a look at it's actually tohonoochulpark.org, and take a look at the upcoming events. The Bloom Night, Mystery, Majesty, and Beauty We're still waiting to see when those ladies are going to bloom, open up.
Cool. There's also Padres games.
There's tons of Padres games.
Tons of Padres games.
That's something that we've been remiss at, too, is there's all
what
these things.
What are you
things.
Talking about? We had Mike Fader. And
yeah, but on a weekly basis, there's so much going on, and we just take so much for granted that we don't remind people of these things going on. I mean, there's stuff like you can go down to check out the museum, the Wagon Museum. Down off of 6th and Irvington.
You're talking about the parade?
Yes.
The Tucson Parade Museum?
The Tucson Parade Museum that it totally flew out of my brain the minute I started talking about it.
Yeah.
There's guided tours at Santa Vera Mission. There's every Monday is Meet Me at Maynard's, and every Wednesday there's Meet Me at La Encantada.
Well, and there are Great Lakes urban fishing here. You can take your kids fishing at some of the urban lakes. An hour and a half away is Parker Canyon Lake, very beautiful 160-acre lake in southern Arizona, just south of Sierra Vista, stocked with trout and bass. I mean, bluegill. We were down there with the kids this last weekend, and there were guys pulling fish out left and right. So there's lots and lots of stuff to do here.
Yeah, and there's the Arizona Symphonic Winds tonight.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm sorry. That was last night, but the Pops are tonight.
Pops are tonight.
And the Symphonic Winds go for another week next week,
right.
And the Pops keep on going for a few more weeks.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, there is tons of stuff. And actually, coming up this Saturday, which we'll be getting into in further detail, is the second Saturday downtown, which is always a party.
Well, and the other thing that we should probably keep talking about until it happens is the Father's Day golf tournament benefiting the Children's Museum of Tucson. So don't forget about that. We had the folks from the Children's Museum on a couple of weeks ago, and their big fundraiser for the Children's Museum is happening in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you need to send people over there to sign up for the golf tournament.
Right. Next week, there's going to be the Birds of Tohono O'Chul walking tour. So we can go on and on and on and on. But
yes,
folks,
we have gone on and on more than we usually do.
So, folks, go to visittucson.org.
Or go to fredandjeff.com.
Right, and you'll see a great list of all the fun things there are here to do in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And we have got to take a quick break, pay for some of the bills, and we'll be right back here on the Fred and Jeff Show. So stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in the Old Pueblo so wonderful.
And actually, this week, we are celebrating downtown Tucson.
You know, we should take a step back and talk about this a little bit more, because we're going to be doing this a lot. We're going to be talking about downtown at least once a month for the foreseeable future. And not only because it's a spectacular place, but it's becoming even more spectacular. Right now, the modern streetcar, the infrastructure is going in. It's causing some challenges for some of the businesses downtown, but it's not, it's still a vibrant place to go. And what I mean by challenges is perception of challenges, because the businesses are open. The parking is accessible and available. Access to all the businesses.
Yeah, but Fred, instead of hearing you talk about that, why don't we introduce our first guest?
Because I think I want to, you know, let our audience know that we're going to be doing this on a regular basis. That's the point of me rambling at this moment.
There you go.
So I'll do it. So with us from the Tucson Downtown Partnership is Caitlin Jensen joining the big program. Caitlin, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, I don't know. Jeff has been harassing me.
I'll let you know how he's doing.
I've seen it. It's a little frightening to watch, but hopefully we'll get through.
He's fine.
I need some
fine.
Allies. I want
Fred's
some allies.
Got more than one feeling, so if I hurt one, he'll be okay. So, how long have you been with the Downtown Tucson Partnership?
I've been over there for about a year now. I do events and economic development and marketing for the partnership, and it's a really amazing time to be doing that in downtown Tucson.
So those are three pretty important things: events, marketing, and economic development.
Little important, yeah. Our economic development department has been really amazing over the past year, working on a bunch of projects. We've seen a lot of investment in downtown, private investment in downtown. Over $200 million in private investment in just the last couple of years in downtown Tucson.
$200 million?
And that's since the beginning of the Great Recession. So we're not seeing that kind of private investment almost anywhere else in town.
Are we seeing that kind of investment anywhere else in the country?
Not to my knowledge.
That's amazing.
It really is.
Where's all this money coming from?
Most of it is just local independent businesses who want to start up, and they want to locate in downtown Tucson. They believe in it, and through their belief, they're turning it into a really amazing dynamic center.
I would agree with that. Totally agree with that. And then, so that's one of the hats you wear.
Yes. I also am doing marketing for the partnership, so trying to get the word out that downtown is open. It's actually a lot easier to get around downtown now, believe it or not, since the construction began. The detours are incredibly efficient. Parking, we have over 15,000 parking spaces in downtown. And during construction, all of the garage rates are really reduced. Sometimes you can get garage parking for less than $2.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's really good.
That's great. So lots of parking.
Tons of parking.
It's easy to get around downtown.
Absolutely. The detour onto Tule Avenue is actually, I think, faster than Congress Street was, and it's very clearly marked. It's very easy to navigate, and if nothing else, it's amazingly walkable. So you can always just park in the Centro garage right there in the entrance, walk to your destination on foot.
Yeah, I totally agree about Tule being, once all this stuff is done, Tule's my new route of entry into the downtown.
I think mine too. You know, it's surprising how fast it is, and the Tule Avenue is just, it's well done. And it's kind of cool to drive through, and you have the arts district in there, and a bunch of the warehouses are being inhabited by really amazing artists who are doing great work. Oh, so yeah. It's really cool to kind of activate that street a little bit more.
Yeah, oh, I was down there last week, this last week, and just parked at the Central Garage and walked Congress, made all my appointments. It was so wonderful.
It's so easy. It's great. I'm really excited by what's going on right now.
That's great. That's great. So, and your third hat?
Events. We have a bunch of events, annual events, weekly events, monthly events. You mentioned Second Saturdays. That's coming up. That's a really great lineup. They've kind of moved it around a little bit to accommodate the streetcar, and they have a huge lineup. All of the information's on our website. That's downtowntucson.org. You can get a complete schedule. There's dozens of acts, street performers, vendors. Of course, all of the businesses are open. Really amazing, family-friendly event. Usually see a good 10,000 people, up to 15,000. We had, I think it was almost 40,000 down there for the centennial celebration.
40,000 people?
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
All packed into downtown Tucson. It was great. It was really a sight to see, and to see Tucson come together like that to pull off that huge, spectacular event.
That's great. Now, I was just reading on your website that the first 720 feet of rail tracks for the modern streetcar are laid and done, ready to go.
They are laid and done over on 4th Avenue. It's really cool to watch them. There's 720 feet lengths of track, and they're all, that's one big piece. So as they bring it in, it's actually movable and bendable because of the length of it. Of course, it's strong when the streetcar comes through. It's all laid down. But it's fun. It's exciting. The second segment should be done pretty quickly here on Congress. They're doing utility updates on Congress Street, and then they're going to start doing the tracks there. Main Gate is also going to be receiving tracks pretty soon. So it's really amazing how this project has progressed. You know, often we joke about construction, but from everything we've seen, this project is going a lot smoother than a lot of projects that we see.
Okay. So, now, from your perspective, and again, you work for downtown, the Downtown Partnership, so you're a big advocate of the modern streetcar. We hear all the time people complaining, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? It's a ton of money we're flushing down the toilet. But from your perspective, why is the modern streetcar so important?
Well, let me speak from my own perspective, not the partnership's, okay. But for me personally, this is a huge economic development engine. Cities that have a streetcar like this have seen billions, and that's B with a B, billions of dollars of investment into their economy. We want to keep youth here. We don't want them to leave after they get great degrees from the University of Arizona. Youth want public transportation. They are now able to pick where they want to live and live there based upon where their jobs are. So something like a modern streetcar, accessible public transportation and integrated public transit is a great way to develop our Tucson economy.
So is this a chicken and the egg kind of deal, or is it the right time?
I think it's the right time. I think with the $200 million in private investment that we've seen in just the downtown core already, that doesn't count anything that's gone on in 4th Avenue area, the Mercado District, Main Gate.
Student housing coming
up. Student housing. We have two student housing projects coming in and probably two market rate housing projects coming into the downtown core. So I think this is the perfect time. I'm really, really optimistic about downtown revitalization at this point.
Now, don't you think revitalization, we're beyond revitalization? It's now a happening thing?
I think it's happening.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The businesses that are downtown, you can have everything from world-class chefs to just a Sonoran hot dog if you're interested. You can get amazing food, great retail. Oh, my goodness. The retail downtown
is really
picking up.
Sure.
We have seen a couple of new places open. A woman who's going to be carrying a line of children's clothing. Great downtown designers. Desert Bloom over on 6th has amazing fashion for women. So the retail is happening. The restaurants are there. They're happening. They're great. It's really a fun place to be right now.
The housing is coming in. There's going to be a ton of students down there.
The housing's coming in. That's going to create an even bigger market for retail. Been hearing rumors about a grocery store. That might be happening at some point in the near future. Even maybe potential rumors of a boutique hotel is being talked about right now for downtown.
Very fun.
So, yeah, it's really a happening place.
Cool. Cool, cool. That sounds great.
It's an exciting time to be downtown, especially now with the streetcar. You've never seen downtown this way.
Actually, you're right. I mean, in our lifetime, though, Fred.
But when we were kids, the downtown was a vibrant place. There were hockey. It was changing. It was changing, but there was still a lot of activity going on.
Right.
It wasn't. I mean, we look at it today, and there's like really cool stuff that we could have never imagined.
Right. There was never a second Saturday event downtown. There weren't.
But they did have parades, and they had
the rodeo used to go through
downtown. They had Christmas, holiday kind of stuff. You know, the Carnegie Library was there. There were activity. It was an activity hub back when we were little kids.
Right.
But you're right. It was sort of on its last.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Last
my point days. Is, it wasn't as vibrant because there wasn't the youth downtown.
Yeah, we were probably the youngest guys down there.
Hardware stores and haircut shops and a bunch of attorneys and CPAs and things like that. I mean, it was a true kind of a business downtown.
A business downtown. That's very true.
Now it's kind of this kind of turning into this hip, you know, urban kind of happening place to go and have fun in the evening, but there's still people there working during the day.
Sure. And that's actually sort of key, and maybe Caitlin, you can talk about this, is that it's not just one thing. It is like a business sort of thing during the day, during the weekdays.
Oh, yeah.
But then it morphs in the late afternoon, in the evening, on the weekends to something wholly different, but there's always an attraction.
There's always something going on downtown. During the day, it is a very strong business center. You get a big lunchtime crowd, people out in the office buildings going out after work. And then, yeah, in the evening, it picks back up again. Kids come out and play. There's great nightlife. We have amazing cocktails, great dining. It's really a fun place to be. And then the weekends is incredibly family friendly. The number of museums downtown is just staggering. Everything from the Children's Museum to the Transportation Museum. We have so much great art and culture in downtown Tucson. So it's a great place to bring your family. It's a great place to work. The how dynamic downtown is something that I think is really different. You know, when I grew up, I went to school in the downtown area. I'm a native of Tucson. I went to school in that area. And I loved it then. I really did. It was fabulous. I love looking out from the schoolyard and seeing all the big, tall buildings. I felt like I was in a really big city. And I would walk down and maybe go to Yikes Toy Store, something like that. But there wasn't really a lot for me to do as a kid and then as a younger adult. And that's definitely changed. It's mind-boggling how many events, activities, restaurants you can choose from now. It's a little overwhelming at times, but that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and there are a lot of families living in the downtown nowadays.
There's a lot of families. I live in the Barrio Viejo neighborhood just south of downtown, and there in Armory Park and even closer to the downtown core, there's always people out with strollers, walking dogs. It's a very wonderful, clean, and community-oriented neighborhood. The amount of interaction with neighbors is something I've never encountered outside of downtown.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, folks, if you haven't gotten the theme for the show yet today, it's go check out downtown Tucson.
Now, here's something to check out for downtown. And if you go to Second Saturdays Downtown, and it's the number 2ndsaturdaydowntown.com, just the headline, there's on the main stage on Scott Avenue, you have at 6 o'clock Tucson Circus Arts, at 7 Reno Del Mar, at 8:15 this group of people, 9:30 Crosscut Saw. The Fox Theater has Adam Hart Mother playing two shows that night. And there's just so much going on this Saturday. If you go to that site, you see the list of people participating. There's the map that shows how to get in and park easily. Or, you know, if you're close enough, ride your bike or walk into the downtown. That's a lot more fun, I'll tell you that.
And Fred, I also wanted to say, if you want to check out a great tour of retail in downtown Tucson, we're doing a retail walking tour. So you get a guided tour of all the different retail shops. That's every Saturday. Details about that are on our website, downtowntucson.org. But it's a really cool look back at what retail was and what it's going to be and what it is now. So I think that's a great opportunity for folks. Check that out.
Okay, so how prominent is the Ronstadt Hardware Store in your little tour?
Oh, it's going to be prominent. Are you kidding
going
me?
To be?
Are you kidding
not
me?
Already?
We haven't gone too many of these yet, but Ken Scoville, who's just amazingly knowledgeable about downtown and downtown retail, just like Ronstadt, is leading the tour. So don't you worry, I wouldn't bring it up without making sure.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I love telling people, and Jeff always rolls his eyes, but the arches around the downtown transit center, the bricks came from our great grandfather's last store downtown.
It's amazing the history in downtown Tucson.
Amazing.
It is.
The history is. No, Fred, you said something very cool a couple of weeks ago where you said, you know, because the streets are ripped up and it's all the way down to the dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah, you're trotting on the soil.
Yeah, I laid my hand on the ground. It's like, that's where our great-grandfather, you know, walked and hung out and played and all that kind of stuff. It's awesome to be downtown.
Yeah,
amazing.
It is. It's a great feel.
And Tucson has a great connection to it. You know, my grandfather worked right there on Congress Street, too. So it's a wonderful experience to see history right there.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll see you on the other side of the news. Stick around.
Jackson's new home for the time being, a 67-square-foot cell at a Florida jail. The defendant in the Trayvon Martin case returned to jail today. The judge in the case, Kenneth Lester, says Zimmerman lied about his finances in an April bail hearing. Prosecutors say Zimmerman had a second passport and could have been a flight risk. His attorney, Mark O'Mara, says his client could be there up to and through the trial, but he hopes that's not the case.
He is in custody now. He's going to remain there until we get back before Judge Lester. If and when he grants us a bond hearing, it sounds like he might consider it, but that is going to be based upon the motion itself.
Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder, accused of shooting Trayvon Martin, an unarmed teen, as he walked through a gated community in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman, who was on neighborhood watch duty at the time, says he was acting in self-defense. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett here as we get ready to close out your weekend on this Sunday. We'll subtract a couple degrees from that high temperature, and boy, that's a welcome sight with the weather we've had. Looking for 99 degrees today with mostly sunny skies. We'll clear out most of those clouds for tonight. Plenty of stars out there. 69 your overnight low. Starting out the work week, mid to upper 90s here in the Old Pueblo. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we are back. This
Hello,
is
everybody.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. See, I just told Fred before we came back on the air not to talk over people, and he gave me a hard time. So,
yeah, this is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking all things downtown this morning.
Yes, we are. And we got a couple of cool guests to talk to right now.
Yeah, we do. Well, we first of all, we need to thank Caitlin from the Downtown Partnership.
Right.
Give us a little bit of history and background. But one of the things, and it goes back to early in the show, we're talking about promoting the downtown. The downtown isn't just this big glob of geography in the middle of our city. It's comprised of people.
Yes, I've never heard downtown defined that way, Fred.
It's a big globule.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Okay. And so, in your opinion, what is downtown?
You know, people think, oh, downtown, and there's not really, you know, there's no face to it. You see the buildings in the horizon, the skyline. You see, you know, things going on, sort of a generic 10,000-foot look. But people who invest in downtown have walked the streets. They
understand. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the red light district was destroyed by Joel Valdez in the 70s.
Darn him.
So
what you're trying to say, if I may just cut to the chase.
No, don't cut over. Don't talk over me.
Okay. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to get to, like Caitlin was saying earlier, is people are investing hundreds of millions of dollars into this space. And it's not because it's downtown. It's because it's comprised of people and events and history, the things that people have that we become enamored with and fall in love with, and that's why people are down there. And one of the things I think we're trying to do with this show on a monthly basis is invite people to go downtown and introduce them to the people who they're going to fall in love with.
So what you're telling me is that people want to do business with people they know.
Yes.
And so today we're going to talk to a couple people and introduce them to our listeners, so that they get you guys out there get an opportunity to meet these people. And when you're downtown, you can hang out in their store, you know, maybe have something to eat, maybe buy something because you met them here. It's kind of like that meeting your neighbor over the picket fence on a Sunday afternoon after you cut the grass.
Sure.
Okay.
But in Tucson, we zero scape, so there's not, shouldn't be a whole lot
of grass. After you rake the gravel. How about that?
All right.
So, Fred, I'll give you the honors.
Well, the first person I'm going to talk to is June from June's Corner Store. June, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
June, where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from back east, but
really?
I've been downtown.
Where back east?
New York.
Really?
Upstate New York.
How long have you been in Tucson?
Oh, about 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you open your shop?
I opened my shop year of 2004.
2004. So what did you do in your prior life before you opened June's?
Well, I was an ophthalmic technician.
Really?
Yes.
Well, wow, that's so different from what you do now. Here you are, an entrepreneur, have a cool shop in downtown Tucson. And before that, you were doing something completely different.
Absolutely.
How did that work?
Well, I just decided one day that I would like to own a business. I want to be an entrepreneur. I had no idea what I was going to be involved in, but it just kind of fell in my lap.
Good for you. Good for you. And how did that happen? You put a business plan together.
Absolutely, I did.
You're not from a retiree from a Fortune 500 company. You're just your average Tucsonan who had a dream, and you set that dream in motion downtown.
Absolutely. I love the feel of downtown. I remember going to jury duty and taking a break, and I just felt this is where I want to be. The people were just great. They didn't know me, but they were just polite. And I just had a wonderful, just an experience downtown. And someday I told myself, this is where I want to work. I had no idea at the time that I was going to own a business, but sure. Here I am.
Good for you. Now, do you come from a family of entrepreneurs?
No.
So I am first generation entrepreneur.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And how do you feel about that? I mean, is it scary or?
Of course it's scary, but it's also, it gives me great excitement, and I love what I do.
Good for you. So you're one of those kind of folks that wakes up every morning looking forward to getting to the office.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your secret?
People. People. I like to make people happy, and I basically the people respond to me in a positive manner, and so I feel as though I'm doing something right.
Good for you. Good for you.
I make them feel good.
So you have a lot of return clientele.
I do.
And your business probably grows a lot by word of mouth.
It sure does.
So you're doing it right.
Yeah, I think so.
Good for you. So tell us, what are you selling? What do you do? What are you doing downtown in your little shop?
Actually, it's a card and gift shop, and I have many things. I have unique gifts. I have jewelry. I have a huge line of cards, CDs.
So a little something
just,
for anybody.
Just a little something for anybody.
June's Corner Store.
Yeah.
And have you always been? And where are you? What's your location?
I am at 143 North Stone.
Have you always been there?
No. This is my third move downtown, but each time bigger.
Okay.
I started out in 2004 in the Bank of America building, 238 square feet. I was there for 5 years, but I was not able to expand there. So I had an opportunity to relocate to a bigger place.
And how'd that work?
Fine.
So, well, you needed a bigger space. Third move.
And my third, it's a third move is a charm, I believe. This is a wonderful location. I'm right next to the library, and I have great traffic. And at the time I was making the decision, it was a scary decision,
sure.
But I believe that this is where I'll be for a long time.
Good for you. So you're a business owner in downtown Tucson, and you're just like one of us. You're just this regular person that had a dream.
Absolutely.
You could kind of be the poster child for downtown Tucson businesses. And the reason I say that, I'm not kidding, but because even though we hear that $200 million has been put into downtown, it's folks like you who have a dream of being a business owner, who are very passionate about what they do, take that leap of faith and you go downtown and you open up a little shop, and here it is 8 years later and you're doing great.
Absolutely.
And it's and by word of mouth, people are, your business is growing.
I have a great following, and it was a wonderful dream that I had, and I'm glad I fulfilled it.
Okay, so now here's the tough question. What's the downside of working downtown? Is it the construction? Is it...
Well, at this time, it's definitely the construction, but in the future, I always look positive at things. I think in another 2 to 5 years, downtown is going to be just a happening place, and I think it's going to be a destination for people rather than coming to pay for a parking ticket.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. A lot of people come downtown because that's where the courts are.
Mm-hmm.
So you think a lot of people are going to come downtown because that's where the action is.
That's where June's is.
Well, it's just so many changes I've seen since I started the business.
8 years.
Yeah.
Boy,
so
you've seen tons of changes.
Absolutely.
A couple years shy of a decade. What's the difference between 8 years ago and today?
Well, 8 years ago, it just seemed like it was just a seed. Now it's... The seed is cultivated, and it is now blossoming. And it definitely, things are happening a lot. I mean, the renovation of the Fox Theater and the Rialto and the garages, the Pennington Garage.
Isn't that amazing?
And is El Centro. Yes, everything. And it is happening, and you can see it all around. And I am so excited to be a part of it.
And if you park at Pennington... Or Central, you can get anywhere on foot.
Absolutely.
Instantly.
Absolutely.
And it's beautiful just to be walking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see all the colorful characters, as I like to call them.
Yes, you will.
Fred often is amongst them.
Actually, I am.
I know. You like walking around downtown.
Yeah,
I'll
grab a cigar at Crescent and just mosey up and down Congress and say hi to folks.
That's cool. So what are your plans for the future?
Keeping the business growing.
Yeah, going to grow it some more?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
I will be changing with downtown.
All right. That's fabulous. That's really nice to know. And again, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being on the show, because you're a small business owner. So if you're not at the store running, sometimes the profits run out the back door.
That's right.
So we appreciate you taking time to come down and help us promote downtown.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And what's the one thing you want folks to know most about when they come into June's? What should they expect? Because we want our listeners to come and check out your shop.
I believe when they enter, they'll be very amazed. It's just a positive atmosphere, and they'll just want to browse and just hang out at the shop.
That's very fun. Very fun. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We got to take a quick break, and we've got one more super cool downtown guest. So, folks, stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5startermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
That's exactly right, Fred. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
That was a quick break.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a quick break. We didn't hardly get any time at all.
No. I guess
usually what we do during breaks, folks, is we talk to our guests to make sure that they feel comfortable and get a little bit more insight into who they are. And that's exactly what we did just now.
Yeah, because we don't want to share that on the air.
Well, not so much that, Fred. It's because, you know, sometimes people get intimidated when they got this big microphone sticking in their face. And we want to make sure that they sound as eloquent as possible.
Anybody's going to sound eloquent next to us.
Wow. Okay.
That is not an issue.
No, it really isn't.
But we are continuing to celebrate our wonderful downtown. And you know, June... from June's Corner Store, who was on the segment before, talked about how, you know, people have this perception of people, you know, you go downtown to pay a parking ticket. And I don't know at what point, you know, where's the threshold where we say, that's okay, you have to go pay your parking ticket downtown, but it's so much more than that now.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here today.
Well, I know. That's the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we've crossed that threshold. We're over that bridge. The downtown is
No, yeah, but I think as long as people are getting parking tickets and have to go downtown and pay them, they're going to talk about that. But if they can go downtown, pay for their parking ticket, and then go to a great restaurant.
But the reality is that those restaurants are there today. Those shops are there today. That fun is going on right now. And with us right now is Dominic from Honor Roll. One of my favorite, I don't know how much you love this stuff, but I love sushi. And Honor Roll is one of my favorite places downtown to go and munch.
I've been there as well. It's good. How you doing, Dominic?
Doing well, thank you. How you guys?
We're doing good. So during the break, you were telling us that you're a South Point grad.
Yes,
and then
sir.
After that, for some strange reason, you had to go to Maricopa County.
It was culinary school.
Okay.
I went to Scottsdale Culinary. So
we'll give you a pass on
that. Well, we had a little debate about giving a pass or not.
Yeah, as long as you didn't go to the other, to Tempe Normal.
I still represented
like
the Wildcats, that was for sure.
Good,
right,
man.
Yeah, good. That's all right.
So you go to culinary school.
Yes, sir.
And then what happened? How did you come back?
Well, my wife and I had just gotten married, and we were about to have our first child, and she wanted to move back to Tucson.
Is your wife from Tucson?
She is not.
Smart.
Whoa, you married well, smart boy.
Girl.
You married well.
Good job.
She's a graduate of the U of A. That's
there, right. You got to love her. Bear down.
Yeah, so the idea of moving back to Tucson started to come to light when we were able to think of something for ourselves, which was the restaurant.
So you've always wanted to open a sushi restaurant?
Just to go into business for myself, period, for ourselves at that time. But sushi was definitely the idea of what Tucson was kind of needing.
Downtown.
Downtown.
All right. So how did you come up with, hey, let's put a sushi restaurant downtown? I mean, it was a brilliant idea, no question. But how did you arrive at that, you know, at where you are today?
Well, you know, there was a lot of thought went into it. But it was something that I enjoyed, my wife enjoyed. It was always a great atmosphere to go into sushi places and have a good time and be around the chefs. And it just seemed like that was something that we wanted to do for downtown Tucson.
So I'm not a foodie. I just have to let you know.
Okay.
So what I know about food, you could probably put in a thimble. But how did you learn how to make sushi in culinary school?
I did for a little bit. I worked at a sushi restaurant as the kitchen manager.
So did you get your degree in sushi?
No, it's when you get your culinary degree, it's in everything. So we had an international class. So you learn everything from the back of the house to the front of the house and how to make everything in between. So,
perfect.
Sushi was something that I started to learn and picked up fairly easily. And
did you have to take any Spanish with that? That's
well,
a little Woody Allen,
you know, it is actually pretty amazing how many Latino or Mexican American chefs there are out there in the Asian culinary world. So it's actually pretty cool.
That's very cool. That's very cool. And how did you pick your spot?
Well, we were looking around. We were hoping to be in a couple different areas, and someone came to me and told me that Mr. John Wesley Miller had just purchased a building and was open to many ideas as to what he wanted to do for the place. So if you aren't familiar with that, that's the old McClellan's building on Congress and Scott.
Yeah, John Wesley actually built Armory Park del Sol.
Correct.
He's got some properties in downtown, and actually I helped him or encouraged him to get that building because the prior owner wasn't helping out the downtown a whole lot. And John had a great vision for that building.
The good old downtown event center.
Right. Yeah, we don't talk about that. But yeah, John had a great vision for that building, and he, another guy with a lot of passion for the downtown.
Right. And, we sat, we talked. He definitely saw our vision, and it was a blessing.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. When did you guys open?
September of 2008.
So you've been open for a while.
We're almost 4 years, correct?
That's great. So you're kind of over the hump.
Yes, you can say that. You can say that. We've felt a couple of humps from 2008.
Right.
come along. That was a really funny time to start opening, but... The idea started back in 2006, so it really almost took us 2 years to get to that point.
Yeah, and Dominic, I think any business book, magazine you read says there's no perfect time to open a business. If you're passionate about what you're doing, now is the time. If you can line up the financing and, you know, get a good spot. And you said you had a funny anecdote about that.
Well, no, that was just the previous place that we were looking into was taken out from underneath our feet. So the realtor came back and said, well, I was on vacation and went to somebody else. So we were kind of heartbroken, but right as soon as that was happening, somebody said that the McClellan's building was a great place to go look at. So we went down there and everything has started to work out.
That's great. Now you've got Korean food on your menu too, right?
Correct.
How do you make that? How did you make that connection between sushi and Korean food?
Well, my wife is half Korean.
Okay.
So, and when we first started dating, I started to really enjoy Korean food. So I started watching a lot of what her mom was doing, and picked up some great recipes along the way.
That's great. So Hispanic kid from Tucson moves to Phoenix, marries Asian girl, Korean girl, moves back to Tucson, opens up sushi restaurant with Korean influence.
Yep.
We read about this all the time.
Yeah. That's
I mean, geez. So what makes you different?
Yeah, right. You know, I get that all the time. It's very funny to see how often people are blown away at the idea that it's a Mexican American owning a sushi restaurant. So it's
well, you know, we can't choose our passions.
Yeah.
We can't. True. I mean, really. I mean, why is June passionate about one thing and you're passionate about something completely different, and as well as myself and Fred? I mean, we don't really choose these passions. They just happen upon us. And if we grasp them and make something of them, then we get to sit where you are because, you know, you're this kid that's got this great restaurant that people should go down and check out.
It's been great. The local support as well. We've got some great customers that have been with us since day one. So that's really a cool thing to be. You know, word of mouth, as June spoke earlier, we've got a great word of mouth amongst the community, and it's really cool.
Good for you.
So what are you sort of known for? I mean, you know, a certain specialty that you're most popular?
Well, you know, it's actually, we've got a lot of great sushi, but I talk a lot about an appetizer that I do. It's called a Tucson chicken. It's kind of buffalo-style chicken that we serve with rice. But it's really...
Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you, but a Tucson chicken is buffalo-style?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Well, that just adds to the mix of everything else that's in the restaurant.
That's great.
But it's... I call it kind of food crack. People come and enjoy it so often throughout the week, and you can get it different styles. People have their own set. It's either hot or teriyaki or 60-40 or half and half. So people come and enjoy it pretty much the way they want it. And it's really become a big thing and a talker amongst many people.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully in the same place. Really. People ask about expanding and growing. I think we found our niche, and I really like the area that we're at, and just want to keep a positive, consistent product for people to come and enjoy.
Good for you. And what's your address?
63 East Congress.
63 East Congress.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, it's his location is right in an area where you can put your hand on the dirt because there's a lot of chain link fence up and construction going on with the modern streetcar.
So you're between the Fox and Hotel Congress.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
On the north side of the street.
On the north side of the street, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife and I love to go downtown to go see the Broadway and Tucson stuff. And we went to your restaurant before a show. And I think I walked in front of you two or three times till I finally, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, there's plenty of places that are like that just
lots,
kind of,
yeah.
You're walking past and, oh, there it is. And that's kind of the cool thing about downtown. You know, we're all pretty unique.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. All right, Fred, let's give some roses away.
You know what we should have been doing during the break? The last break is coming up with a question.
Well, we have 10 questions.
All right.
Okay. I think this month's question, or this week's question, should be, what's the name of Dominic's first child that caused him to move back to Tucson?
Do we know that?
Dominic?
DJ.
DJ. All right, so this month's trivia, or this week's trivia question, if you know the answer, send Fred an email to Fred.
Dominic's firstborn.
Firstborn. Send that name, that child's name, to Fred at fredandjeff.com, and you'll get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield's Floors.
And also, as you're sending that email, please put some commentary on how much you love Jeffrey's questions.
The winner's going to love it, Fred. So, you guys are the reason that downtown is becoming vibrant, a cool place to be. Thank you so much for, you know, hatching your dreams down there and helping us let them grow. Continue, you know. See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? I knew my thing would go off. So thanks again, guys. You guys
are
awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And folks, we'll see you next week. Have a great week.